Hello and welcome to Mornings with Jesus, your daily dose of encouragement. I am your host, Joshua Scott Zeitz. We are on day 44, the second book in the Mornings with Jesus series, Seek and You Shall Find. Today we're going to be going through More Than You Know, Part 1. 2 Corinthians 1 and verse 4, the Amplified Version says, "Who comforts and encourages us in every trouble, so that we will be able to comfort and encourage those who are in any kind of trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God." I love the Lord. He has this awesome ability to cut right to the heart of a matter in a way that leaves me without excuse, but also provides plenty of room for mercy. The way he handles me, no matter how foolish, selfish, or childish I've been, makes me want to tell others, "Come, meet this awesome Jesus who found me right where I was and offered me forgiveness, life, hope, and peace." Listen, you are so valuable to God, more than you know. John chapter 4 tells of the interaction between the Samaritan woman and Jesus at the well. And before their conversation ended, Jesus managed to cut right to the woman's heart, revealing that he knew of her previous and current troubles with men. He knew her sin, and yet he offered her eternal life right where she was. At that moment, when Jesus revealed these things to her, she could have gotten offended and walked away. She could have received her forgiveness from him, but then never told anyone. She could have run back to the village and claimed all manner of evil against him. There could have been a much different result, but instead she went back to her people and declared to them boldly, "Come, meet a man that told me everything I've ever done." When Jesus truly gets a hold of your life, he heals you from the inside out. He takes away the shame and the guilt attached to the sins and mistakes you've committed. He heals you in a way that you are free to declare, "Come, meet a man that told me everything I've ever done." Be encouraged today. You have so much more to offer than you know. What has the Lord done in your life? What obstacles, sins, addictions, and weight has he freed you from? What victories, healings, miracles, comforts, and encouragements has he offered you? I want to challenge you and I today. Do not run from these things. Look and pray for opportunities to share them with others. We live in a society that values putting your best foot forward, putting up facades, and being flawless. But can I encourage you today? Without him, Jesus, we can do nothing. It's in this place of vulnerability and humility that we can be a witness to the people around us. So many people are hurting, they feel lost, and are doing the same thing as everyone else, pretending to be okay. We have the chance to offer them the same hope that God has so freely offered us. Don't hide what God has done for you, in you, and through you. Share it. You have more to offer than you know. The Samaritan woman did just that. Listen to this in John 4 and 39, Amplified says, "Now many Samaritans from that city believed in him and trusted him as Savior because of what the woman said when she testified, 'He told me all the things that I have done.'" Take a moment today and reflect on all that God has done for you, more than you know. And here at the bottom it says, "God is bigger than any problem you have or will ever encounter." God is so good. He is so good, and he's good all the time. Listen, we all have our shoulda, coulda, wouldas. We all have our past regrets. We all have those things in our past that we wish we would have never done. And you know, God heals us from the inside out, and he's not, you know, the Bible says that the enemy, the devil, he's the accuser of the brethren. So God's not trying to go back and conjure up the past, just like Jesus with the Samaritan woman was not trying to call her out in a sense of trying to shame her or to embarrass her. He was trying to let her know, look, Look, I know everything you've ever done, everything you've ever said, and everything you've ever thought. And although that may be a scary thing to some, it needs to be an encouragement to us, because even though he knows all those things, he loves us so much. The Bible says in Romans 5:8, but God commanded his love toward us that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. In other words, God knows it already, but he died for us anyways. Why? Because he loves us. He loves us. He loves you more than you know. And therefore, in light of that, you have more to offer than you know, because God, whatever God reveals, he heals. So when God reveals those things, it's not to shame or to embarrass us. It's to heal us. It's to bring us into fellowship, into relationship with him. And ultimately, so we can also share that same hope and forgiveness and mercy and everything with others, right? Because there's so many people, you know, we live in a world inundated with negativity. We live in a world that is bent on doing evil, bent on doing things our way. But God wants us to do things his way, and he wants us to be light and salt in the earth. So I challenge you, and I challenge myself today. Look, we might have those things in our life, and when we are vulnerable and when we are humble, it might stir some things up. But listen, it's not so to shame us. It's to look and see what God has done, right? I mean, think about that woman. She, her whole premise of her whole testimony was, this guy told me everything I did. It wasn't like, oh, look, Jesus went and he shared with me how great of a person I was, or come meet a man who told me how great of a singer I was, or how good my clothes looked. No, it was like, come meet a man who literally revealed to me the inside, right? Who literally spoke truth and rocked me to my very core, who literally shone a light upon my insecurities, upon my sin. Come meet this man. And why was she doing that? Why was she so willing to do that? Because Jesus didn't just leave her there. He didn't just shine a light upon her sin. He healed her and he redeemed her at that very moment. And that's what God wants to do with us. He wants to meet us in the very midst of our insecurities, in the very midst, right? The Bible says that though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. So Jesus wants to meet you right where you're at. And here's the thing. God loves you too much to leave you where you're at. And so whatever he reveals, he heals. And when he meets you right there, he wants to bring you out and he wants to give you a testimony. So be encouraged with that today. Challenge corner, question number one. It says, does the idea of sharing what the Lord has done in your life frighten you? If so, why? If not, when was the last time you did so? And again, it kind of goes like this. You know, maybe God has delivered you from something crazy. Maybe he's delivered you from some kind of addiction or something. Now listen, I will say this with this caveat. Let's say you're freshly out of that addiction. God has just freshly delivered you. That doesn't mean you need to go down the street and just start telling every single person, you know, or what have you. You know, let the Lord, Holy Spirit lead you. Let the Lord lead you. He will lead you. Right? But at the same time, we can't be ashamed of our past, because the Bible says that therefore, if any man or woman or child be in Christ, they are a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So listen, if it's a fear thing, maybe it's a fear thing that's keeping you back. Maybe you have a fear of people. Maybe it's a fear of speaking. Maybe it's a fear of the past. Maybe you're afraid that if you share those things that people will be embarrassed of you. Be encouraged. Listen, that lady went and told, look, come meet a man who told me everything that I've ever done, right? And so pray for opportunities, whatever it is that is keeping you back from being able to share. And here's my other encouragement with this. Start small and grow tall, right? Start in. You know, when Jesus told the disciples, he said, you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and then the uttermost parts of the earth, right? He didn't just cast them out immediately. When he led the disciples, he didn't just come and say, hey, Peter, come, follow me. And then like the next day, just threw Peter to the wolves, right? No, he taught them. He showed them what to do for 3 years on his earthly ministry before he finally, you know, as he was encouraging them and showing them and teaching them, then he sent them out, and he sent them out two by two, you know. So God, whatever, you know, here's a big encouragement with this. When God commands, he empowers. In other words, it's not like one day he's going to say, well, All right, I think you're ready. Go out there and do it. That's the lovely thing about Christianity is God is with us always. He said he'll never leave us, never forsake us. So in other words, when the time comes for you to go and share what God's done in your life, he's going to be with you. He's going to give you the words to speak. He's going to give you the boldness. Now, sometimes we have to do it with knees shaking, but we do it anyways, right? And he strengthens us and he emboldens us and he gives us the wisdom and he gives us the words to speak. And so be encouraged. Take a moment right now. What is it in your life that is causing you from not sharing? And maybe if you have shared, has it been a while since you've shared, right? And so just take a moment. And I know for me personally, that is something that, you know, I am not, I guess, wired that way, I guess you could say. You know, I try to stay away from the whole, you know, I'm introspective or I'm outer or I'm, you know, whatever that is where, you know, I'm more outgoing or I'm more introverted, you know, because here's the thing, even if you are more introverted, God is still going to put people in your path that you can minister to, right? So the people that you minister to are going to be different from the people I minister to and vice versa. And so, in other words, we all have our own sphere of influence. We all have those people in our lives that, you know, God has put in our lives to talk to. And so it really doesn't matter whether or not you're a creative type or you're this type or you like to talk or you don't like to talk. You know, God is going to place you in situations and he's going to empower you to be able to conquer those situations. And so just be encouraged with that. What has the Lord done in your life? What kinds of things has he delivered you from, healed you from? Write them down and prayerfully consider to whom and when to share them. And again, you know, it's using wisdom, you know, God just delivered me from alcoholism. And now I think today I'm going to go into the bar and I'm going to sit down and I'm going to share a drink, you know, so obviously there's, you know, that's probably not a good thing. And I'm going to go so far as to say that's not a good thing. And that's probably not the will of God for your life, right? And so as you prayerfully consider these things, God is going to give you wisdom and he's going to show you. But we also don't want to have that, we don't want to have a case of paralysis of analysis. In other words, we get paralyzed thinking about it, right? Well, you know, if I do this or if I do that, give it to the Lord. And here's what's going to really help you. Make that list. And when you begin to see everything that God's delivered you from, when you get a true revelation of the depravity of where God found you, you know, and people that maybe grew up in the church, maybe grew up in a Christian home, maybe they got saved when they were 4 or 5, got baptized and just kind of grew up in that. Perhaps maybe it might be a little bit harder for them to see, you know, the mess that God delivered them from. But here's the truth of the matter. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. And the Bible says that we've all sinned and we've all fallen short of the glory of God. And so maybe you've lived a life that's just steeped in sin, and maybe it's a lot easier for you to see the transformation in your life, for others to see the transformation in your life. But the truth of the matter is, there was that chasm. At one point, there was a huge chasm in our lives. There was a huge void in our lives, and it could only be filled and it could only be repaired through Jesus's blood. And so prayerfully consider that. Sit down, take a moment. What has God done for you in your life? When you begin to make that list, it's not only going to remind you of God's goodness, it's going to remind the world that you don't belong to anymore. It's going to remind the enemy, right? It's really good to write it down. The Bible says, write the vision and make it plain. So when we make these lists of all that God's done for us, we're going to see some things and we're going to begin to connect the dots. Wow, look what God has done for me. And when you get a revelation of all that God has done for you, in you, and what he's trying to do through you, it's going to be a lot easier to be able to share that with others, right? And so it's so important that we make that list. And then as you make that list, prayerfully consider who you want to share it with. And again, like I said, start small and grow tall. Start in that sphere of influence. Maybe you have that one coworker that you've connected with over the last several months or years or whatever, and you know, you've always wanted to share with them a little bit more, and you have that opportunity. Look, I'm not going to have that opportunity to share with that coworker. Another person's not going to have an opportunity to pray for that, you know, to share with that coworker. And here's what we also have to consider. Behind the scenes, perhaps, you know, there's someone in that coworker's life who's been praying for them, who's been praying. God, send someone into that person's life. Set up divine opportunities that someone will talk to them about Jesus. And you could, in essence, be that answer prayer. And that's really the way, that's the beauty of the kingdom of God. That's the beauty of the way it is, right? Because we pray for things and God sends, you know, God uses people to accomplish his will on the earth. He doesn't have to, but he chose to. Why? Because that's the beauty of the church. He uses us. He lets us in on the inside. We are privy, right? He said, I no longer call you servants, I call you friends. And so he wants to use us in the earth to accomplish his will. And that's a beautiful thing. And so you could be today the answer to someone's prayer. So it's going to take some courage on your part. It's going to take some getting alone on your part with God. It's going to take some tenacity, but be encouraged. You have all those things through God, and he has given you the strength to do it. So here we go. The last question, it says, you have more to offer than you know. Why? Because he has provided more than we realize. What kinds of things do we have to offer others because of what Jesus has done for us and in us? And again, I'll go back to that first scripture verse. Let me go back. You know, I'm going to read this one more time. It says, this is 2 Corinthians 1 verse 4. It says, who comforts and encourages us in every trouble so that we will be able to comfort and encourage those who are in any kind of trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. So again, what has God delivered you from? What is God walking you through in your life currently? And here's the thing. It doesn't need to be like, well, he delivered me from such and such, and I've been out of it for 25 years, and now I'm going to share. You know, if we're always waiting, well, I'm just going to wait a little bit longer. I'm going to wait a little bit longer. It could be that God put someone in your life, and maybe you walk through this together, right? But the thing is, God is comforting you. God has met you right where you are. He chased you down. He did a work in your life. And now he's put someone else in your life. And you have more to offer than you realize. Why? Because of what God has done for you. It's not you, it's him. And he gets all the glory. He gets all the praise. And to him, you know, and at the same time, he will give you the words to speak. And so what is he doing in your life? What is he doing? And you'll be surprised that as you make those connections and as you reach out to those people in your life, you know, maybe you'll hear about it right then, maybe you won't, but you'll be surprised that God is working in the background and he's setting up these divine encounters, and you'll say something, and to you, it might seem like, oh, that was just me talking, but it could be the very thing that that person needed to hear for that day, right? And that's just, again, that's the beauty of the gospel. That's the beauty of the church. That's the beauty of the kingdom of God. And here we go. We're going to end with this. It says, your story is God's story. Share it. What a beautiful reminder. Your story is God's story. Share it. And that's really what it is. It's God's story. So if you are struggling today with sharing that, if you're struggling with any kind of fear, I encourage you to just go before the Lord and be encouraged. God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind. He will give you the words to speak at just the right moment because he wants you to reach the world around you. And remember, whatever you make happen for others, God will make happen.